My name is Ray Molesky, and I've written a book called Thunder from a Clear Sky, Stovepipe Johnson's Confederate Raid on Newburgh, Indiana. He and 27 others came across the river, captured Union Bethel's warehouse, where there was idle guns there from decommissioned Home Guard units, held sway over the town for about 5 hours. Some of his men did some looting, not to his knowledge. He basically got enough weapons to outfit a significant portion of his regiment and floated back to Kentucky safely. The famous stovepipe cannons, as he set up several cannons, one with a stovepipe, one with a charred log, across the river. He notified the people in Newburgh that he had cannons across the river. Those cannons would be unleashed on the town. You're listening to WNIN FM, Evansville, Henderson, and Owensboro, your NPR news and great music station.